Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch, inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show every day right here on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. Because as everyone knows, Scott is a legend in his own mind.
Joining us now, he's the 23rd overall pick, 2017 NFL Draft. This after being a two-time All-SEC player at Ole Miss, All-American. Got a bunch of awards, been a Pro Bowl. See how good he is at picking games. Evan Ingram, welcome aboard.
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, doing good, doing good. Where are you right now?
I'm actually in the car on the way to Oxford. I just landed in Memphis, so we're on the way to Oxford right now.
Oh, so you're hitting up the game tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to be a full day, getting the Grove, getting the game. It's going to be a good one.
All right. Well, you ready to pick some games with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Trent, you got it.
Yeah, Evan, UConn at Clemson. Clemson 41-point favorite, over-unders 50.5 here. UConn is 4-5 against the spread this season. The Tigers are 0-5 against the spread in their last five non-conference games. I do think UConn will get on the board once here, so I'm going to take the over 50.5. Evan, who you got here?
Yeah, I got Clemson. I definitely got Clemson. I think they're going to get their first win on the cover this year, too.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. Okay, great, great. Well, I am going Clemson for the win, but they're not going to cover because to cover 41 points, you got to score 41 points, and that offense not not too good. So I'm going to take Clemson not to cover. I guess I got UConn then, and I'm going to take the over. I think UConn gets some garbage points.
I agree. Next game here, South Carolina at Missouri. Missouri, a one-point favorite. Over-under here is 55.5. Mizzou is not good covering the spread this season, 1-8 against the spread. 57% of the money right now is on Missouri to cover here. I don't think there's going to be a ton of points in this game, so I'm going to take the under here, 55. Evan, who you got?
I'm going to do the same. I'm going to do South Carolina winning, but it's going to be under.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, got that. I will take that as well. Jason Brown going to get another start. Gamecocks playing to go for a bowl eligibility. I'm going to go with the Gamecocks and take the under.
Love it. Love it. Next game here, Michigan at Penn State. Penn State is an underdog by 1.5 points. Over under is 48.5 here. Wolverines are 4-1 against the spread in their last five games overall, and the under is 5-1 in Penn State's last six conference games. I'm going to go Michigan here minus 1.5 and give me the over 48.5. Evan, who you got?
I'm literally going to do the same. I got a lot of Penn State guys in the locker room, so I talk a lot of noise. So I got Michigan.
Awesome.
I am going to go Michigan as well. I think Michigan's a pretty well-rounded team. They're starting to figure out how to throw the football in addition to being an excellent ground game. Got Michigan in the cover, but I am taking the under.
Under 48. Awesome. All right, 48.5, excuse me. All right, Oklahoma at Baylor. Oklahoma, 6.5-point favorite. Over-under is 62.5 here. Oklahoma's not great at covering the spread. 4-5 this season. 54% of the money is on Oklahoma to cover the 6.5, and I'm going to ride with the public here. I'm going to take Oklahoma to win by a touchdown. Evan?
Yeah, I got Oklahoma, and I think they're going to cover. I think they're going to cover the spread this week, too.
Awesome.
I'll take Oklahoma as well. I think they have a lot to play for. They're realizing that all those wins they've put together at this point in the season haven't been wasted. They're wanting to get a spot in the playoff. I'll take Oklahoma.
Yeah, now your game here, Evan, Texas A&M at Ole Miss. Texas A&M, 2.5-point favorite. Over-under is 55.5. Both teams are really good at covering the spread. A&M, 6-3, and Ole Miss, 5-3-1 against the spread. 60% of the money is on A&M, and I'm going to have to roll with them. I think A&M covers the spread here. I'm going to go minus 2.5 A&M. Evan, who you got?
Man, I got Revs winning. Home game, college game day. I'm feeling 2014 Alabama vibes. So I think it's going to be a big one in Oxford. I think Revs are going to get the win.
I'm going to go with him.
Yeah.
I think Ole Miss gets the win. I like him going into this game. I never bet on Jimbo, except last week I did. I bet on Jimbo. I never bet on Jimbo. Evan, let me ask you about that. I mean, you were on those teams that shook up the world, beat Alabama a couple of times. What does it take to beat an Alabama team coached by Nick Saban?
I think it's just staying in control and staying cool through all the ups and downs. I mean, in both of those games we won at home and on the road the next year, then there were so many ups, there were so many downs, there were so many crazy things to where you could lose focus or you could or give up faith or kind of get lost in the adversity. So I think it's just kind of handling all the craziness that goes into the game. I think in both big wins back in the day, we did that.
Do you have any remorse that you're not still playing at Ole Miss? Because I'm looking at that offense under Lane Kiffin, and it's great. I mean, Hugh Freeze had a pretty good offense going, but what they're doing with Matt Corral and those guys, really impressive.
Yeah, no, we had a pretty firepower offense back in my day, but it does look similar. It does look fun. Kiffin's doing a good job, and he's a good play caller, and he's aggressive. So I definitely would have had some fun in this offense too.
Now, I know you're off this week. You guys return to action a week from Monday, play at Tampa Bay. What do you do during an off week? And can you also help me understand what you guys are doing to power through this season? You haven't gotten the wins like you've wanted. There have been a lot of injuries. What are you guys doing to keep things moving forward?
Man, we're just staying the course. We understand that there's been some adversity, and there's only a certain amount of things that we can't control, and that's where our focus is. So. We're kind of just stacking weeks on weeks. Last week we had a good win against the Raiders in New York. And going into a bye with the win is great. Get to give away a little bit, but also get ready for the long stretch in the back end. So we're staying the course, man. We're working, controlling what we can control, and we're going to keep fighting and see what happens.
And before you go, do you want to share any thoughts on Cam Newton going back to Carolina? Big deal down here.
Oh yeah, no, I think it's good, man. I think it's good. I think Cam still has a little bit left. And for him to go back to Carolina where everything started and to get in that offense and hopefully I hope to see him have success and hope to see him keep competing. They got some they're in the hunt for the wild card, so we'll see what he does and I always wish him the best.
All right, he was 23rd pick 2017 NFL draft. You can follow him on Twitter at Easy Ingram. Evan, gonna wish you luck this week, buddy. Hope your picks work out and let's catch up again soon.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, it's Evan Ingram of the New York Giants.